Ryan Gorman here with Dana McKay and James Berlander. And right now, let's go to the hotline. Joining us, we have News Radio WFLA aviation and market expert Jay Ratliff. You can find him online at daytradefun.com. Jay, it's great to talk to you on this Monday morning, and this is going to be an interesting week. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's going to speak, and every time he says something, people listen very closely.
Yeah, but what's interesting is to watch people position themselves or position their opinions ahead of any sort of announcement. We've seen and talked about this for months, but just a couple of headlines on my business feed was that the Fed's about to pause interest rate hikes. And the next one said the stock market says the Fed will cut rates soon. Here's how it's going to happen. I mean, we continue to see these reports, even though the Fedmobile has yet to reach its required destination, according to Jerome Powell. But we continue to have people that are pushing, I mean, almost to the point of obsession, to try to push something towards a interest rate reduction so that we can get back to the days of the easy money that we had before. I simply don't see that happening for a lot of reasons that we've discussed over the weeks. But yeah, we're going to find out this week what the Fed's decision is going to be as far as the next round of interest rate hikes. I still think it's going to be a 25 basis point increase, but the vast majority of Wall Street at this point in time is positioning a lot of their trading on the fact that there's going to be a pause that's going to be announced. It certainly could be the case, but Ryan, as I've said so many times before, a pause at this point in time when the Fed has not reached their predetermined point with regards to inflation and some of the other economic data, I think would send the wrong message. Now, we'll have to wait and see what they decide to do, and perhaps a pause is in order, but I still think a 25 basis point increase this month is going to be announced. But I mean, we'll leave that up to Jerome Powell to see exactly which way they're going to go.
Well, the fact of the matter is interest rates around what, 4.9%, I believe, is the current number. The target is 2%. So they're still a little ways away from where they want to be with inflation. But you also have the economic data that's been coming out recently showing that things are starting to slow down. So this is that balance that we've been talking about, them trying to continue to bring interest rates down without tipping the country into a full-on recession. And I wonder, it's either going to be nothing or a 25 basis point hike. I wonder if maybe they put a pause on it just to kind of get a sense as to where things are. But they have been aggressive after being not aggressive enough early on. So, you know, a small hike wouldn't surprise me either.
Hey, well, tomorrow morning, we're going to get the consumer price index for May. And I think that some of that's really going to, and I'm sure they get a preview of these numbers, but they're going to have a pretty good indication of what those are so that they can kind of factor that into things as well. And of course, anytime Jerome Powell speaks, it's the idea of, okay, this is what we're going to be doing, but they're also interested in seeing what the Fed's position is as far as the current state of the economy and where they think it's going to be going. Because obviously you've got some brilliant minds, these men and women that are a part of this, that give a pretty good idea of what their idea is as far as where the country is headed. And a lot of investors really wait until we get that information before they start positioning some of the future monies that they have as far as which direction that they're going to go. So a lot of stuff's going to be going on. Of course, we have the corporate earnings that are continuing to kind of trickle in now, but it's really the, I think, the inflation numbers that's going to dictate a lot of what's going to be happening, as well as the job report numbers that we had here that were released recently. So there's a lot of economic data on the table that's going to have to be digested by the people making the decisions, and we'll see where it goes. But yeah, if I had to put it at a percentage, I'd say 65% for me is going to be an interest rate hike, but there could be a 35% chance that they pause. But the idea of a reduction, that's a pipe dream. And yeah, I don't know what Kool-Aid these people continue to drink, but there is a growing number of people that are convinced, Ryan, that the Fed's going to roll out and announce a rate cut, and I will fall out of my chair literally if that happens, because it'll be a departure from the proven stuff that they've done up till now before they've reached the goals they're after.
Which move would have a bigger impact on the markets? Would it be a pause in interest rate hikes, or if the Federal Reserve moved forward with another 25 basis point hike?
I think it would be the latter, because that suggests that we're not there yet, and that the Fed still has a degree of worry. Now, maybe a small degree of worry, but it's there. It's concern. And again, if you look at what the Fed has done over the last year, year and a half, as far as positioning things that they have, the argument can be made, and I think successfully so, that they pushed all the right buttons in the right sequence and that they're doing a good job. History is going to ultimately tell what kind of job that the Fed has done here. But Jerome Powell has been very transparent in, as you indicated, saying that they arrived at the party early, inflation got ahead of them, and they're working very hard to try to stay ahead of it so it doesn't get out of control. So far, as the results would certainly bear out, they've been able to do that, which is why I think there's a degree of confidence in them announcing that. And if they do, look for some wording that says, we're going to do it this time, then we're going to evaluate before anything in July. And if they do that, I think that that balance would give the market a chance to kind of take a deep breath and say, okay, I know the shot of the medicine's coming, but it'll be over soon kind of stuff. And I think that that would really calm a lot of nerves and satisfy both of these groups, as we have people jumping up and down, you know, providing opinions based on what they hope is going to happen versus what the reality of the situation might be.
News Radio WFLA aviation and market expert Jay Ratliff with us this morning. You can find him online at daytradefund.com. Again, the website is daytradefund.com. Jay, always great to talk to you. We'll catch up with you again on Thursday.
And on Thursday, we'll know exactly what happens. I'm looking forward to that conversation.
All right. Talk to you then. Thanks again. Coming up next, O.J. Simpson offered advice to former President Donald Trump on how to handle this classified documents indictment. We've got that audio for you coming up in a second right here on The Ryan Gorman Show.